Dear Svenja, I love your questions, but I'm gonna cheat a little bit and combine the two questions into one, because it's hard for me to pick a favorite best memory and a worst memory, but I will instead tell a memory which just stands out very strong and is kind of, well, the situation is awful, but the memory is kind of great, so it kind of answers both questions. Anyhow, this is going to be a little story, so let's get comfortable. So, I'm probably about 6 or 7 years old, maybe even just 5. And my brother, 6 years older than me, he's picking on me as usual. He's got me pinned down on the ground. And what I must tell you about this day is that my grandmother is visiting from California, and I haven't met her too many times at this point in my life, and, well, she's there visiting. She's with my mother in the next room. My mother's telling us to stop horsing around or go outside, and I think I even start crying at one point because my brother is, he's doing this nasty trick where he pins me down and he stands above me, and he, dangles his saliva, his spit, out of his mouth, and it comes down, almost touches my face, and I'm squirming around, and just before it hits my face, he sucks it back in his mouth. Nasty. So, I'm down there on the ground, and I really want to get up, and at one point, my brother, the only reason he lets me up is because he smells something really, really bad. And so he gets up and he's like, "What's going on, Peter? What's going on?" And I'm crying and I get up and I start walking, running to the bathroom. And I have shorts on and I have to go through the room where my mother and my grandmother are. And out of my shorts, down my leg, comes dripping a piece of poop. Yuck. And I was just completely destroyed, so embarrassed. My mother made my brother clean it up, which is the thing to do, I guess. That's just about the end of the story.